Gold Coast cane farmers have come one step closer to signing what could be Australia's most expensive sale of agricultural land to a foreign investor. Last night, growers in Rocky Point met with a lawyer representing Chinese company Songchen, which is considering buying 6,000 hectares of farmland between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, all for urban development. The purpose of the meeting last night was to discuss how those contracts for the sale would proceed, although that sale is still conditional on a number of factors, such as local and state government support. The property developer Roland Evans, who's the director of Canford Property Group, which represents many of the local landholders, was at that meeting last night.
The aim and the purpose was just to explain to the owners of the individual lots of land what the process was going to be going towards the contracts, and also any taxation issues that there might be surrounding the sale of the properties.
So it sounds like this is becoming, or at least getting closer to becoming, a done deal.
It's certainly pushing forward exactly the way that we thought the process would go. We're very pleased with the way that this has gone in the last few months.
Do you have the support of local and state government yet? That was always one of the stumbling blocks or the challenges to overcome in getting any development around Rocky Point.
We fully expect to get the local and state government to drop in on our side and support what's going forward. But up until they actually have a plan in front of them, obviously they can't comment either way.
Were any representatives from Songcheng in the room last night?
No, and they're not expected to be. We're expecting the CEO and possibly the chairman to be here within the next few weeks to finalise matters.
Not quite a done deal yet, but Roland Evans, who's the director of the Canford Property Group, says he's happy with the way those negotiations are progressing. And don't forget, this is going to be, if it goes ahead, the most expensive sale of agricultural land to a foreign investor recorded in Australia. Now, Marty McCarthy, our reporter who's been following this story, has also spoken with Greg Zipp, a local farmer and landholder and a director of the Rocky Point Cane Growers. Now, he was at the meeting last night and said that growers were given option agreements to hand over their land, provided the development goes ahead.
They really ran through the procedure of how the deal is going to unfold, and that's if the deal goes ahead. Obviously, there's a number of hurdles that they'll need to jump through, and government will need to tick off on quite a few boxes to make them satisfied that, you know, the deal will proceed. So what they actually did was one of the lawyers that's been negotiating with the Songchen Group, he basically went through the option agreement. They've actually put forward an option agreement, which basically takes you through a due diligence period. And at the end of that option period, they will then move into a contractual period. And, you know, they basically just walk through that process, how long that will take. There's a 9-month period of due diligence, and then there'll be another 4 to 5 months before settlement would actually take place as far as the contract's concerned.
What's the difference between an option agreement and a contract agreement?
Well, the option agreement gives them you're locking your land up to them. It's not actually a contract of sale, but it gives them you can't sell to anybody else. You're locked in with them for the next 9 months, and at the end of that they'll either exercise the option, which is the option takes you into the contract. They'll either exercise the option or they'll terminate.
So the things they were offering last night are called option agreements. Were they offering that last night or just talking about the process?
No, they offered that. They actually had agreements there for everybody to take home
and consider. So growers at the moment have taken home those option agreements and are considering those at the moment.
Signing up, correct. And that a representative from that law firm actually got up and presented the option agreement and the contract. But like I said earlier there, Marty, they're both there. There's a option agreement and then a contract. And we can actually sign both of those. They've actually asked us to sign both of those. There's also a lease agreement that they've supplied that farmers can actually lease the land back for a period of time if they wish, if the sale proceeds.
Was there an indication of when they'd be looking to buy these cane properties?
The indication was what was in the area of, you're looking at about 14 months. That will be the maximum period that we would be waiting. They said if they can't get a decision or get the appropriate approvals and tick the boxes off that they wish to get ticked off by that period of time, well, then I think that'll be it. They'll walk away.
And what was some? You mentioned some of those. There are conditions on all of this. What are some of those conditions?
They obviously they've got to talk to government, and they need to get government approval on probably their plans for the future. They need support from local government, although they did tell us last night that local government, Mayor Tom Tate, he actually supported them. He gave them a letter of support. I'm sure that they probably would like to see state government support for it as well. It would certainly make it a lot easier for them.
I've heard as well that there was the potential that this company would acquire the mill, or at least lease the mill for 10 to 15 years while this transition towards development takes place. Is that what you heard?
Yes, that is correct. They did mention that last night. They are negotiating with the mill and the cogen, the owners of the cogeneration plant, in the attempt to purchase those operations, and that would be so they can, I guess, in a way, it gives them a little bit of control of where the industry and how long the industry may run. As far as they're concerned, from what they said to us. The lawyer, he told us that, you know, it may be 5 or 10 years or possibly even longer than that. It may get to a point where there isn't enough cane to sustain the mill, and then some of the cane that's left continuing to be grown here may actually end up going down to New South Wales. Well, we probably all knew that anyway, Marty, but you can see why they want to do it. They want to be able to control what's actually happening. I think that would be a good move if they did actually purchase those lands.
That's Greg Zift, who is the director of Rocky Point Cane Growers, and as you heard there, he and his members looking for some certainty about their future, and it seems as though they're on the cusp of that.